dinu. I learned that from a kavu chayma. Uma pachim ketanim, just like very small kelim, small keli, pachim ketanim, small jars. She torim bezav. If a zav touches it, it's not makabel tumam. Mitamim a meis. Mashenk if a meis touches it, or it's in an oil hameis, it's makabel tumam. Or bezoy mafitz, the din of a mat. She tomei bezav. If a zav sits or lies on a mat, pshitis makabel tumam. That's tumas mishkav. Is anything that's miyuchad liyeshiva, if a zav sits on it, it's makabel tumam. Is a bezoy ain a din she tomei bezav. Avada mat should have a more din tumah that if a mace touches it, it should also be makabel tumah. It's mazuch pachim ketanim small kelim. A zav is not mitar. Mace is yemetamrid. Of a zoy a mafitz, a mat that if a zav sits on it or lies on it, it has tumas mishkav. So avada if a mace touches it, it should be makabel tumah. So Trashi, v'dinu uma pachim ketanim. What kind of small kelim are we talking about? Pachim ketanim means shocheris, a nursery keli. A small earthly jar. She turim bezav. A zav can't be matam with this jar. Why? Sheinim matamim ayidei ayodoy b'shum tumah. It's not matam. A zav can't be matam a small earthly jar b'shum oifu. Why? To a medrash lechazi. The zav sits on top of this small jar. It's nothing. It's not oimit to sit on. So that's no tumas mishka b'moishiv or medrash. They nasuin yeshiva. V'yoyit shein shocheres. Right? We have before shocheres. And shocheres is not makabel tumas mishka. Over magli, what about if a zav touches this keli? Why can't the zav touch the kli mitam of the kli? Lele tamay, diain mitamis elam yavirun. There's a new chiddush. A kli cheres, an earthly keli, is only makabel tumah from the inside. Meyavirun. Let's say a sheres. If a sheres touches the outside of the kli cheres, it's not makabel tumah. There's a chiddush. A kli cheres is only makabel tumah meyavirun from inside. You have to touch the inside of the kli. If a sheretz touches the inside, it's makabel tumah. If it touches the outside, it's not makabel tumah. So the chura here, let the zav touch the inside of the kli. Why isn't it makabel tumah? So here, v'yoyit shein shecheres, v'magal v'tamay, v'yein metamas elam avirun, v'yein yocha lahachnis etzpa l'toychon, mifnei shepi and tsar. It's talking about a very small, like a soda bottle, that the top is very tsar, and here it's even smaller than that. So you can't get even your pinky inside the opening. So Kumar says the zav can never touch the inside of the bottle. So my mom is the top of the bottle is very, very small. You can't get your finger inside it. Melu v'hesed loy. Who are then if the zav moves it? It has no tumas hesed. The yafrech mona b'losh negiyah. Even hesed that you move it. That the zav moves the kli's matamrit. The Torah calls the losh in magam. The chosh and midashin. The chosh ain't a matam of a magam. Ain't a matam of a hesed. If there's no way you can matam with this kli by touching it, then even if you move it, you're not matam with it either. So the kids are pachim ketanim, a small jar made out of a kli cheres, a zav has no way to be matam with. Since the zav can't touch the inside of it, just touching the outside, it's not makabel tumah. For mishkav, it's not roi. Hesed doesn't have. So there's no way a zav is matam with pachim ketanim. Still is do adin, mitam with b'meis, sedrashi tamein b'meis, voil ha'meis. The Torah says the chiddush, any kli that's open in an oil mace, that means you have a mace in the room, and there's an oil on top, so the tumas mace comes down into any kli. Now the tumor could get into that hole. Aviv is a hole, no matter how small fraction of an inch there is, a tumor could go in. A tumor is like air, the air gets in there. So by tumah and mace, the mace goes into the kli, and it's with time of the pachim ketanim. Or bezoy mafitz, we have this mat now. She tomei bezav. If bezav sits or goes or rests on the mat, he's metamo tumas medrus. Trashi mafitz metamo bezav. To a chozel mishkav, it's right to sleep on. Uksiv chol ha mishkav. The post of anything that a zav sleeps on or sits on, the zav is metamrit. Or mehoch enaflam biyalma. To chol ha metamo bemedrus. Anything that has a tumas medrus that the zav sits on, the zav is metamrit, is tomei tumas meis. Who are then if a mace touches this kli is makabel tumah. The afilu pshuti kliates, even pshuti kliates. That's how you know this yisoid. That a straight piece of wood, if a sheres touches it, it's not makabel tumah. But tumas mace it has, because tumas mace we learn out from a zav. Just like if a zav would sit on this pshuti kliates, it would be makabel tumah. Who are then tumas mace it has? That's why pachim ketanim has a tumas mace. That's why mafetz now this mat. since the mat is zav sitzar, it's makabel tumo, hu adin, a mace is matamrit. Is the kash now the yamai? Why is the mace? Why if the zav sits on a mat? Do we say a mace is the mat is makabel tumo, the yamai? Holes le tarab mikvah. A mat has no tarab mikvah. Shrashi v'yamai tome bizav. Tumas medrish, well, let's not tarab mikvah. The chik sif tfilah v'pasha shrotzen. When does the Torah say if the keli is tomei, you could be tevil the kli in the mikvah, v'pasha smidjim tzivah. Vayin, the kelim v'ksivi yosem, yafin alo tfilah. On those kelim it says, adin tfilah. Those are kelim that are makabel something. So a kli that has a base kibble like a cup or a glass, that has a tarab mikvah. Avo pshut the kliyates, but a straight, flat piece of wood, it doesn't talk about that type of a kli by the pashas of minyan linyan tumah. If lo yafinu lo tefilah, we don't know there's such a tefilah. Because the says if you have a plain piece of mat made out of wood, if that's tomei sheretz, it's not has no tefilah mikvah. If you tefilah, it's not torah. A pshut to kliyets has no tarav mikvah. For less than tarav mikvah, don't like siva b'hu. In the same way, oichel mashke ain't no tarav mikvah. Who is in a piece of meat? A piece of bread that the zav touched it. The zav is matama the food. Now that the food is tamei, there's no way to make it Torah. You can't be tefilah b'mikvah. Why? Because it doesn't say it in the pasuk. The fish le lamadnu lam tefilah b'terem. The Torah never says you can be tefilah b'echlim. Is who then a kli eitz a pshut the kli eitz? The Torah never said a din tefilah b'mikvah. I was saying shver. How come this mat is makamo tumas medris? Aye, we had before Hekish. When is the Zav Matama Mishkav? Only something dummy to him. Just like he could be terrible in the mikvah, it has to be a clear that has a tarab in mikvah. A pshut to clear, it has no tarab in mikvah. So why is it a makabel tumah? And with the Gemara, Omar le Rabbi Chanina, Shani Hossam Hail Vika Beninoi. A terrace. What kind of clear we're talking about? A piece of wood. Now, wood, certain wooden kelim do have a tefillah b'mikvah. It's only pshutei, a straight piece of wood has no tarav mikvah. But if it's a wood that has a base kibbul, you could be tevil in the mikvah. So since wood has a tefillah b'mikvah, that's why it's matama tumas medrus. Heizdavka, a kli cheres has no tarav b'mikvah at all. No matter what tumah, no matter how you made the kli cheres, it has no tarav b'mikvah. Therefore, kli cheres, if a zav sits on, has no tumas mishkav b'moshev. Mashenkin, wood. Wood depends how you make it. If you make the wood like a glass that has a base kibble, it has tumah, and you can be tevil b'mikvah. True, a straight piece of wood, that kli can't be tevil b'mikvah. But since wood does have tarav b'mikvah, that's why if the zav sits on wood, even though the mat that's a pshutei kli eitz, still it's makabel tumah. That was that Rebbe Chanina's terrace. So he answers back, Omalei, Rachmon Letlan mehaidaita. I don't like that terrace, Rachmon Letlan from you. That's not a good terrace. Even though a min, there's a type of wood that has tarab mikvah, but a pshut to kliyates has no tarab mikvah. So the cleaning answer back, other rabbi, Chamon Lefan, and that to the doch. You don't have a kabbal, your taina. Your taina is nothing. About it's true. Since there is a min wood that has tarab mikvah, that's enough to makabal tumma. Shrashi shani yos nikvah minoi. Yesh per kliyates, sheyesh klem tarab mikvah. But going to kablam, or kliyates that has a base kibble, has tyra. Rachmon Lefan, my daito. The chibon the day, leke tarab mikvah, since the pshuti kliyates has a type of mikvah, lo yishani mi kli cheres, it shouldn't be different than a kli cheres. So at the Gemara, I'll call upon him now. The time am I, what's the pshat, what's time am I? Heichol ksivo di mishum dika b'minoi, afagal di b'dei leka. Like, good, you're answering the terrace now. Why is a plain piece of wood mekabel tumah? Because type of wood does have tarav b'mikvah. How do we know this chiddush? That the type is enough. Abi the min, kli, has some type of a tarav b'mikvah, it could be matama. What's the raya? So the Gemara, the time of my shrei kroy ksiv. The Torah says two psukim. Ksiv v'ish asher yiga b'mishkavoy. Says anybody that touches the mishkav of a zav. Yish asher yiga b'mishkavoy. Or ksiv another pasuk says v'chol ha'mishkav asher yishkav olav azav yitma. Anything the zav sits on. Rashi ksiv mishkavoy here will makish mishkavoloi. Will makish the mishkav to the zav. Uksiv, another pasuk says, V'chol ha-mishkov, mash ma'afagav le'domi le'zav, to le'ksiv mishkovoy. It's got two psukim here. It's true, the first pasuk has the hekish, it says, V'yishah she'yigah b'mishkovoy. So Mishkava means that the Mishkav, what he sits on, is Dumi to the Zav himself. So he said, just like the Zav has Tfilu B'mikvam, the Kli has to have Tfilu B'mikvam. But another Pasuk says, Tam, V'chol ha-Mishkav ha-Shishkav olav ha-Zav. And it does, Yitmo, and it doesn't say the Mishkav has to be Hukesh to the Zav himself. It's a Churastir in the Psukim, Ha-Ketzah, Z'atumar, what's the Teretz? Yesh B'minoi, if like wood. Even though this wood itself has no tefillah b'mikvah. But since type of wood does have it, Afa gav less the type of mikvah. Even though it does not have still some kabbal tumah. Ma'ashenken ain't b'minoi, but that's like a klicher. Shh. Shh. Ain't b'minoi, if it does ain't b'minoi, but if the min doesn't have it, then makish mishkabaloi. Then you makish mishkabaloi. So mela klicheris. Since the klicheres has no way to be tefillah b'mikvah, that has no tumas mishkav by a zav. Ma'ashenkin wood, there are a type of wood that does have a tefillah b'mikvah. Therefore, all type of woods is to have a tumas mishkav. Rav Roma, medrash klicheres term yoch. Rav has another pasuk. I don't know that a klicher is not mekabel tumas mishkav. The pasuk says v'chol kli pasuach asher ein tzomid pasulol. Mash many kli pasuach that doesn't have a covering to it is. Is Tomei the mace? Ho yesh tzomet posel lov, mashma once the kli cheres has a covering on top of it, is tor. It's automatically always tor. Anytime the kli cheres has a cover on top of it, steel tight, it's tor. Abazoi milo yaskinon, the yachdino lishtoni, the kurtakasha. Aren't we talking about a kli cheres? Good, you tighten it. You close the tight down, but let's say this is miyuchet for your wife to sit on. The yachdino lishtoni, the Olkom Rachmona Torah, still the Torah says it's Torah. So Mashma is a Ferish Shemiyah, that a Kli Cheres, no matter what you do to it, even though the Isha Nida is Meyuchah to sit on top of it, still it has a Tyra. Heistar B, it's Summit Postal, it's closed up tight, therefore it's Torah. Yeah. So now that's another Postal to learn that Kli Cheres is different. So this, it wouldn't be Shref and Shuti Kliyates. And this, you don't have to come on to the Svaron, a Kli that doesn't have a Tyra B'nikvah. And the Chanami, it could be Kalim that don't have a tire of a mikvah, also have Tumas Mishkav. No, there's a Farish Apostle here, that Klicheris is different. Only Klicheris Torah says it's Torah, by some apostle, there's never way to Metamrit. Mashaykh and the Kliyates, Avada there does have Tumas Mishkav. So to Mishnah. Minayin liyaruga shi shisha al shisha tfochim. If you have, this is a shallow climb. If you have a piece of garden, so if it's a climb, you can't plant different zroyim together, unless you have them separated enough that they have no unique one from the other. They don't get nourishment one from the other. If they're far away distance, then it's mutter to plant even different plants there. Is v'nayin laruga shishisha al shisha tvachim. You have a piece of ground that's mama six tvachim by six tvachim. How many different types of seeds can you plant in this shetach karka? Shezorim b'teicha chamisha zroyim. You're allowed to plant five different types of seeds in 6x6 tvachim. How do you have it? Dalet adalet ruchos. On all four corners of the garden, put a special seed. The harugas, the achas b'yemsa, and poke right smack in the middle of the garden, in the middle of the 6x6, you can put another seed, the fifth seed. From the size, each one is away more than three tvachim, one from the other. So about they're away more than three tvachim, they have no yanika. Because the yanika from one seed to another seed is three tvachim. So here, between the middle point and the thing, it's more than three tvachim, it's mutter to plant five seeds. Shenema, what's the right from the Pasuk? It says, Ki koretz tait seed smocha, or ki gina zroyeho, tatzmiach zroho, tatzmiach, izara le nemer el zroyeho. So we see the Gemara Dashin, it says like six times the word zerahi, Dashin five times. So five seeds you could plant in one shetach. Rashi Zruya, the Gemara Meforish, Hechi Mashm Hezeroinim Bevov Tvachim. How do we know from these Psukim, Punkt, in six Tvachim, you can have five seeds? But the Torah says there are Rebuyim here. So Ramar, with five seeds fit into one small Shetach HaKarkam, and that's the aside that the Anika from one to another is within three Tvachim, so if they're separated three Tvachim away, it's Mutat the plant. That's Rashi, let's see. Shezer Matayach Hezeroinim. Well, they have an Irvav, it's not called mixed up. There's enough separation between them. The heavy irvo. to a client copy crow. Al yuniko le chashinim. So Rashi is saying a big chiddush. Rashi's first pshat is the four seeds on the side, your mamash plant all along the side, and all along the side, just the last part of the karen you leave blank. Mamash had this picture here. All the darkness you're planting, just the last space you leave blank. So Rashi's bother then, one to the other, it's within Gimel Tfachim. They have Yanika one to the other, so why is it Mutter? The Torah says, Klayim is not also the Yanika, the fact they're growing, they're getting nourishment more from the other. Klayim is a Torah asset if it looks together. It has to look like one planting. If it looks mixed up together, that is the Klayim. But here, since it's planted all different sides of the Aruga, it looks like four different sides, four different planting. So along all the sides you're allowed to plant, albeit at the corner, there's a little spot that's separated. Only the Chiddush is the middle. If you want to plant in the middle, that looks like the Iru, that looks like mixed together. So the Chiddush is if the middle is away three Tvachim from the sides, there's no Yanika, that's Mutter. That's the Chiddush of Hilchos Klayim. Yes, we'll stop here.
Pay dollar on base. The halachos of Klayim. Can't plant two seeds next to one another. So the mission again. Minayin la ruga. How do we know this? You said if you have an aruga, shishir al shishit tvachim, which is the size of six, a piece of land, which is six tvachim by six tvachim. You want to plant seeds. And the shetach of a karka, six tvachim by six tvachim. Shezorin betoichoi chamisha. Zeroini. You have a heta, echatim, so how to plant five seeds in there. Five different type of zeroim. How do you do it? Dalad adalad ruchois haruga. Four on each corner of the 6x6, you plant one seed. The yachas piemza, and one seed could go in the middle. And there's no list of klayim. It's not called you mixing up the two seeds one with the other. Shenema right from the pasuk that says tikoritz toitzia timcha. The land will take out its smoch and what grows. Or kiginas royehom, and like a garden will be its royim what grows. Tatzmiach will grow. So we say Zara Lenemer, doesn't say Ukagina Zara, as much like the Yochid, Elu Zruyehel, Eloshin Rabim, like two. Let's see the Gemara, then we'll see Rashi. My Mashma, what's the right from this posse that you can plant five seeds? Amrav Yehuda, the posse says, Ki Ka'orit, Toitzi Tzimcha, is Toitzi is Chad. We dash this posse, Toitzi means like one. Tzimcha is Chad, another seed. Hare Trey, so far you can plant two seeds. Zruyehom is trait. It's a Lashon Rav, and that's what the Mishnah says. It doesn't say Zara, Lashon Yochid. It says Zruyehom, a Lashon Rav, and you have two seats. For Arba, you have five seats so far. And Tzmiach, the last part of the Pasik, Zruyehom Tzmiach, is Chad. Another seed, Hochamisha. That's five seats. The Kimlul Rabbon,